Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Camp Constitution Radio with your host, Hal Shurtleff. The show is heard on WBCQ, The Planet, every Monday and Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, broadcast out of Monticello, Maine, in beautiful Arista County, and heard all over the world. The show is brought to you by Camp Constitution, which, among other things, runs a week-long family camp. And this year's camp will be held at the Singing Hills Christian Camp and Conference Center in Plainfield, New Hampshire, from July 18th to the 23rd. We have a good lineup, or I should say an excellent lineup of instructors, including Attorney Jonathan Alexander, returning from, he was there also that last year, of Liberty Counsel. We have, a number of great instructors. I just sent out an email blast to those who subscribe to us via email, listing some of the instructors. Professor Willie Thune, who will be returning. And Willie is one of the top scientists, atmospheric scientists, top climate realist in the world. Also, Debbie Bacciacalupi, an expert on Agenda 21. And the first time would be Pastor Dave Whitney, who was a guest on the show a few months ago. He's with the Institute on the Constitution. And so to learn more about that camp, just visit our website. We are taking applications now, campconstitution.net. And this show can also be heard on YouTube. We don't upload all of the shows, but what I think are the better ones. And I think this one, with our special guest, will be included in one of the better ones, as well as our Podomatic page, podomatic.com. I'll be uploading this pretty quickly. But before I introduce our guests, I just want to mention, we know that President Trump and many, many other patriots from all over the country have been banned from various sites, social media sites, Twitter, Facebook. I myself had my Facebook page deleted after 10 years because I dared to expose Black Lives Matter. And people are seeking alternative sources. And there's one that's been around for a long time that was actually quite popular in the 1990s, and that's shortwave radio, and this station in particular. And for those of you who are listening on Podomatic or YouTube, I encourage you to get a hold of WBCQ for short money. You can get your own show. The owner of this station is very committed to free speech, and he's serious about it. He dedicated his life to it. And we encourage you to look into, if not this station, there's other shortwave stations, because this definitely is a viable alternative, and it's been around a long time. WBCQ The Planet, and it's on, I think, Britain Road in Monticello, Maine. Just visit their website and get started, or at the very least, become a regular listener and supporter of the programs, not just this one, but the others. Anyway, I want to welcome Robert Antonellis to our show. Robert, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Hal. Thank you very much for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I had the opportunity to meet Robert very recently at our Lane Learning Center. I thought you were somebody else that has a very similar last name, who I've known for many years, who's an active patriot. And Robert has written this incredible book, which I have not finished. And if I was not moving, I've actually moved to beautiful Alton, New Hampshire, formerly from Boston, Massachusetts. And the other day was our final truckload, and we closed our old house in West Roxbury. It took a lot of effort and time and sort of distracted me, which is a good as distraction. But anyway, the name of the book is called Fortress Harbor, Think Tank for Royal Revenge. And that book is available on Amazon. But Robert wanted to talk about something a little different, and basically Black Lives Matter. And I think it's critically important to talk about this basic Marxist terrorist organization that seems very empowered because of the support they get from corporate America. And So, Rob, I'm just going to sort of toss it into your hands a little bit. First off, give
the listeners
a little bit of background, and then we talk about BLM.
Yeah, in fact, the book, that's one of the central themes of the book, Black Fortress Harvard Think Tank for Royal Revenge, is that the Black Lives Matter movement was founded through a PSYOP operation, guess where? On the Harvard campus, Obama's alma mater. And it's just very interesting how it all fits together. It's basically a form of a PSYOP, which has had this terribly destructive impact on so many wonderful American cities and neighborhoods that we all know. But BLM is not who they seem. You know, they're like a Pied Piper. They're used as a front to gain followers, both black and white. They are about racial division, dividing people from the police. They've raised lots of money, $10 billion. And they've got an interesting connection. The money, you follow the money trail, which is always very, you know, very informative. And you find, guess who? Susan Rosenberg, former Weather Undergrounder. And what I reveal in the book and here today is the Weather Underground fingerprints on the rebirthing of the Black Liberation Army, which they created in the 60s, as Black Lives Matter. So it's
I know a lot of the listeners probably aren't familiar with the Weather Underground, and of course I'm familiar with it. I remember in Boston back in the early 70s, the bank robberies that they committed, killing policemen. I know that they were making bombs, they were blowing up buildings all over the country.
Yep.
And two of them, Bernadette Dorn and her husband.
Bill Ayers.
Yes. Yeah, Bill Ayers were big Obama supporters. In fact, I believe Obama cut his political teeth in the living room of their home in Chicago. Unrepentant terrorists that have very close ties to the Democratic Party.
Yeah, in fact, what I have done, I have traced their agitation right into the Obama administration. The fact of the matter is Obama got in January 20th, 2009. By February the 15th, which was 25 days later, Ayers and Dorn published a book called Race Course Against White Supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
That is what laid the groundwork for Obama's 8 years of racial division and cracking the whip on America as a racist nation. And then this event, which was at Harvard, it was a fake arrest. It happened in the first July of his administration. And it was that arrest that was weird that everybody kind of forgot about, but it was the one that allowed him to say, yeah, you remember the one? His name was Gates.
I remember
Obama came
out to criticize. He was criticizing the Cambridge Police Department, which City of Cambridge is one of the more left-wing cities, and you're not going to find any racist cops or Klansmen working for the Cambridge Police Department. That would be ludicrous.
Yes. So that event was what was, I believe, the actual founding of the Black Lives Matter movement as a rebirth of the Black Liberation Army. Just to give you a quick backtrack to one of those crazy events, you know, those terrible events that we heard in the 60s and 70s. Well, it was 1981 in Nyack, New York, the Brinks truck robbery, which ended the life of a couple of Brinks truck drivers and wounded one and a police officer and so forth. That was a combined operation of the Weather Underground, which was not supposed to exist anymore. In other words, they're like, oh, Weather Underground, they're long gone. And next thing you know, there's people dying and a Brinks truck being robbed with the combined efforts of Black Liberation Army and the Weather Underground. So what do you think happened as a result to the BLA as a result of that robbery? Oh, they vanished. So they vanished, but a leader of the Black Liberation Army named Assata Shakur was jailbroke several years prior for her involvement in the murder of a New Jersey State trooper. It was the Weather Underground and the BLA. See, they work in tandem. Do you see? the jailbroker, she's in Cuba. She's a former leader of the Black Liberation Army, and I'll just tie it together. She's the inspirational leader of Black Lives Matter. And, oh, by the way, this arrest that I'm talking about, it took place on her 62nd birthday.
Interesting, interesting, yeah. Yeah, it's fascinating how the average American, they don't understand this, they don't know this. And so, in many respects, you can't blame them because you're not going to find this in your corporate media or, as we call today, fake news. They'll do what they can to point the finger at the conservatives as terrorists or insurrectionists. Meanwhile, the BLM and the Antifa, which you could say is sort of the weather underground of the day. I know Antifa has been around for many, many years, since even before World War II. It was founded in Europe, anti-fascist. Yep. But this modern version that we're dealing with in the United States really has no direct ties to that, I don't believe. But these folks are very well paid. They've been burning down the cities. They've attacked the White House. I remember when the White House was attacked, and then there was some talk about they were using tear gas, which I guess wasn't the case. But last week's so-called insurrection, they used rubber bullets, tear gas, and that was no issue. And also, I think they were a little bit heavy-handed. That's insurrection, but trying to take over the White House, burning down federal court buildings, killing people all over the country, including a young 8-year-old black girl in Atlanta, shooting her dead. That doesn't seem to be a big deal. And what was it? Biden said it was Antifa was an ideal. Well, ideals don't burn and rob and murder and kill. Ideals may result eventually in that, like the Communist Manifesto, but that either demonstrates how much of a liar Biden is or how out of touch he is. I believe he is a liar.
I agree. You know, there's a book that was written with Bill Ayers on the cover. It's called Teaching Revolution. And on the cover, there's like a billboard behind him of all his great successes. You know, there's a picture of the Weather Underground logo. There's a steel fist with a rose on top. There's a Antifa logo, and there's an Obamacare. The thing that's missing is Black Lives Matter, because he doesn't take credit for it, yet I have proven all roads in the founding of Black Lives Matter lead to Bill Ayers, Bernadine Dorn, Black Liberation Army, and the Weather Underground. So I kind of feel like if there's one person... You know, I've actually heard by a former FBI agent that the Weather Underground planted over 2,000 bombs on government buildings. You don't hear that. When you go, you know, look at Wikipedia or something, you might see dozens of bombs, and you're like, wow, they're pretty prolific.
Right.
But somebody whose job it was at the FBI to track them year after year after year to say over 2,000, and he has a famous quote, Bill Ayers, when he was standing on the courtroom steps being acquitted yet again, and he said, guilty as sin, free as a bird, God, I love America.
And yeah, what's interesting, too, is that prior to the Weatherman Underground bombing activities, you could go into any courthouse, barely, they wouldn't even screen you. You could go in any police station, and after that, police stations started putting in many stations, maybe not in some of the more rural areas, but even in rural police stations, and I've seen that as I visit police stations around the region.
That's interesting.
They put up bulletproof glass to sort of like, hey, us against them. And
yeah,
courthouses, with this state houses, there are a few state houses that you can pretty much go in without any difficulty, but most of them, you have to, you know, it's like going through an airport. And that was thanks to the Weather Underground and their activities.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, anyway, let me ask you, when did, for the sake of listeners, when did the Black Lives Matter get started officially?
Well, the official is that there was a hashtag, and this was in 2013. And officially, some very bright African-American woman who's, you know, self-declared trained Marxist happened to use a hashtag on Twitter called Black Lives Matter. And the rest was history. A star was born. And then, but it just so happened to be on the same day that George Zimmerman was found to be not guilty in the murder of Trayvon Martin. So, gee, what a interesting coincidence that that tool, Black Lives Matter hashtag, was so useful for organizing. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, to me, I've done some product launches over my lifetime. You know, I kind of have some feeling for brands, you know, and I'm thinking, that's a good name, Black Lives Matter. But in reality, what I believe it was when it was the rebirth of the BLA, what's the small version of an army? It's a militia. When you look at the Second Amendment, they knew that if they could get their followers to be a well-regulated militia, even conservatives like you and I would be in favor of them having the right to carry a firearm. So I actually believe that the acronym predated the name, certainly the name Black Lives Matter. That, I would say, probably did happen around 2013. But I believe when they were concocting this fake race hate crime, which was in 2009, they had the name BLM on their minds, and I think what it really stood for, Black Liberation Militia.
And interesting.
That carried
through. Militia has a negative, unfortunately, connotation because back in the 90s, there were a lot of groups calling themselves militia, basically private groups of mainly white, or, you know, middle-class white guys. But a true militia has to be organized under the state, the jurisdiction of the state. Otherwise, and it's not legally a militia. And because of our good friend Dan McGonigal, who written extensively on that, and also Edwin Vieira, one of the great legal scholars of our nation, goes into great detail on that. But one of the things I want to mention, and maybe Obama, if you recall, mentioned that in addition to the U.S. military, he wanted to found us, create a civilian group that was just as powerful as the U.S. Army. Well, I think he accomplished creating the group, Black Lives Matter. Whether or not they're as powerful as the U.S. military, that's not quite yet demonstrated. But it does remind me of the brown shirts in Nazi Germany. They were a very powerful force, a couple of million strong. And, of course, they fell out of favor with Hitler when its leader was a true National Socialist, and he wanted the SA, the Stormtroopers, to be integrated to the German army and then run the German army, and I guess that was a little bit too much for Der Führer to put up with, and so he purged them. But I see something like that happening, especially under a guy like Biden, a weakling, he's a vicious human being. I mean, when I say weak, he's going to let these people kind of do. He'll let them. He won't stop. He'll just completely be a rubber stamp for them.
Yeah. No question about it. A lot of these groups, I think, throughout history have been formed on fake events, just like we now know. We now are reminded that the Reichstag building fire that allowed him to have a major crackdown, that he actually, his people had started it. And likewise, this fake arrest, I believe, is at the basis of Black Lives Matter. And, you know, it's a story that went viral. It went around the world. You know, the official story is there's a man just returning from his trip, and his door happens to be open because, you know, according to his affidavit, it was jammed. He had to go in the back door with his driver, and then he left the front door open so the maintenance guy could come. When you hear it through, you realize it's all scripted. So the police officer arrives on a 911 call, which took place at the neighbor, and then immediately Gates starts to berate him because he's walking into his house uninvited. But the whole point of it is, see, it's so scripted because if he had kept the door closed and there was a 911 call, then either Gates would have opened the door, meaning he invited him in, or he would have left the door closed, which would have meant that the police officer would have known there's an intruder. We have to get him and arrest him. Anyway, there's so many like convoluted pieces. There's even, believe it or not, there's even an occult underpinning that is very bizarre, and it relates to the name Ninth Gate. You know, this was 2009. His name was Gates, Ninth Gate. And exactly the script was he and his driver went through the back door. It's called Rear Entry. And Ninth Gate is what they call sodomy. So Gates, a Harvard professor, made rear entry with another man. You know, so like there's pervs. I'm telling you, this is all perverse. And even Crowley, the name Crowley, that's the name of a really the most famous occultist in the history of the world.
Oh, you mean Aleister Crowley? Yes.
Exactly.
Made
and guess what?
By a song by Ozzy Osbourne, but he actually was a German agent, a British citizen.
British, MI6, yes.
During World War I, yeah, very fascinating individual. Fascinating.
He was evil. He was considered the wickedest man on earth. And
yes.
I believe they were constructing Crowley, because I think this is bigger than just two guys. I think it's big. That I believe they were constructing Crowley, framing him to be the wickedest white man on earth. Because he walks, it's all very convoluted, and the reality is
a homosexual, and he liked children, little boys.
Yes, that's right. And interestingly, those two men, see, Gates, the family lore was, he came from slaves, but there was an Irish man somewhere along the line, so he had a little bit of Irish blood in him. And he got interested in DNA because of his work with, I think, PBS or some other TV channel. He got very interested in DNA. So he did go over to Dublin to have his DNA tested. And it turned out, not only is he part Irish, but guess what? He's got a relative in America, in Cambridge, in the Cambridge Police Department, named Officer Crowley. And they are blood relatives by way of an Irish warlord by the name of Niall of the Nine Hostages. Is that sound? There's your nine again. A very prolific Irish man who the name evolved into O'Neill. So there's all kinds of weird things that add up. And it's also contrived because like the way he treated Crowley was so out of the ordinary in 2009, but it's become kind of the norm now that you berate a police officer. When Crowley was about to leave, so Crowley comes in and finally gets Gates to identify himself. That took a long time, a lot of swearing, and he finally, instead of giving him the Harvard badge, which he gave at first, he finally gives the mass ID, and then Crowley's ready to go. And that's when the big ammo came out, and Gates started offending the mother of Crowley, who, of course, he's never met. In theory, he's never met Crowley before. So that right there is anti-woman, too, but it's demeaning to a whole new level, I think.
Interesting. So what is the end game, in your opinion, of Black Lives Matter? My opinion is, of course, they're the foot soldiers for this regime, and I don't think they're going to be successful, but they want to have obviously their long-time goal is to have a one-world government, the United States being an important part of that, but we would have to, of course, scrap our Constitution, which is something they're working to do formally, not just by ignoring it. I believe that they want, in the worst way, a race war. These people are in themselves racists, and the more they can do away with the blacks, the better. We know that because of Planned Parenthood and the total support that the Democrat Party and the black Democrats, with a couple of exceptions, the elected officials, completely support the racist, anti-Semitic, and anti-black organization called Planned Parenthood. So it's kind of interesting. It's almost like they're funding, they think that somehow they're in the driver's seat, when actually they're the victims. They're the ones that will be the victims if they're successful, if these folks are successful.
Right. Well, one of the, let's call it an interim goals, would be what the Black Liberation Army showed in their brochure back in, I think it was the late 60s. It showed the map of, because it's Black Liberation, okay? And it just happens to map to what AOC was talking about today. There's a map of the southeast of the United States with
the
five.
Black Belt.
Is that what they call it? The Black Belt? There's five states.
Black Belt. Yes.
In fact,
that's something that the communists had planned way back in the 1920s. It didn't fly very well. That was, it was the Black Belt. In fact, they came out with a publication called The Negroes in a Soviet America. And a patriotic organization in the early 50s put that in print, back in print, to show people this is the plan. And back in the 60s, the American Opinion magazine put it in print. And I had some copies that I would sell on our Amazon account, our Camp Constitution. And since May, May of 2020, when all the race riots were erupting, it became very in demand. So we put it back in print because we want. There's also another important communist publication called American Negro Problems. And these are things that people, that never happened. That doesn't exist. Well, this is the plan. And the plan goes back almost 100 years. It's not something that just Obama came up with. They're following a very detailed plan that happened generations ago.
Absolutely. And with AOC bringing up the subject, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, but it's just recent news that she's talking about changing these states from they're not red states. I forget what she said. They're not red. I forget what exactly she said, but it fits. The sad part is it fits what people, even conservatives, even smart people, saying, oh, I think we should just secede. I think we should just decide what states are going to be ours, what states are going to be. What a joke that is. Because, you can make a deal with the devil. You can invite the devil to dinner, but you're still on the menu, right? And so the states that they say are yours, they're yours for today, not tomorrow.
Can't compromise. This is what drives me crazy about some of these Republicans. Well-intentioned, we have common ground and we got to reach across the aisle. And when you reach across the aisle, they want to bite your hand. Now, these 10 Republicans who voted to impeach the first time they voted to impeach Donald Trump, they didn't even have there was no evidence brought forward. Oh, he's guilty of insurrection. These 10 Republicans think they're going to play footsie with the Democrats. They got something. They're going to have a wake-up call. The Democrats hate them. They consider them traitors. You wouldn't find one Democrat that would cross party. I mean, very rarely that will
That's
one
right.
cross party lines.
That's right. It's just like the Nazis. Nazis did the same
and
thing.
And one of the things that we need to do as patriots and constitutionalists is go to these legislators who voted to impeach Trump and say, well, now Biden and Harris, if they get, and it looks like they will, be sworn in, then you need to impeach them using the same, the same standards. In fact, even using higher standards, you have to impeach them for their treachery, their being agents of communist China. And then Harris's, she's advocating violence. And all the Democrats, like Ayanna Pressley Ilhan Omar and all of these who bail out the terrorists, they need to be expelled using those same standards. If not, then you cannot get expect any support from us whatsoever.
That is correct. Well, let me do this in conclusion here. We're running out of time. I want to make sure people know where they can.
Oh, you're keeping time. That's great. Very solid. There's a guest to keep time. You have about a minute and a half left.
Yeah. I want to make sure they know they can go to my YouTube channel, Patriots SOAR. And then SOAR stands for Spirit of America Rising, which is my company. So Patriots SOAR, it's got two S's. That's the YouTube channel. There's three videos there. Two of them are on Black Lives Matter. One of them sadly got an 18-year-old or a warning on it, so you have to log in. But you can also go to PatriotSOAR.com, and you can download there. You can purchase my book as a PDF, minimum donation or something like that. And you can also stream the videos there as well. So, yeah, there's a lot on this Black Lives Matter. We touched on it, on this fake arrest. I could keep talking for the full hour on it, and probably still wouldn't be enough. But that's what's good about those videos.
We are out of time. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to Camp Constitution Radio and WBCQ The Planet. And until next week, may God richly bless you.
Take care.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.